It is the Wake Up Call Gold, Central Victoria. Robbo and Steve here this morning, and time to catch up on the world of entertainment from Celebrity Lane. We have Jaden Forster with us. Jaden, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, hello, Jaden. What's the twist in this Andrew O'Keefe assault case?
Well, you may remember back in May, his lawyer at the time indicated that he would be fighting an assault charge. But when the matter came back to court yesterday, a different lawyer actually said that Andrew was and has been, for what it's worth, in psychiatric care since he was charged at the end of last month, around the 30th of January, and that he would now try to have that particular matter dealt with under Section 32 of the Mental Health Act. And if that then fails, then he'll plead guilty. Obviously, there's still a lot to play out in this particular case. That won't happen for a while, though. The case is listed to go back to court in April, so we'll hear more then.
Okay. So the fall and fall of Pete Evans, banned from another social media platform.
Yes, indeed. Unlike you guys and a lot of other people who were shut out of Facebook yesterday, he's actually been dumped from Instagram. Of course, Facebook owns Instagram, but he's been banned from Instagram for sharing more misinformation about COVID-19 and vaccinations. And I think this will really sort of impact him quite deeply. Instagram's really sort of his bread and butter, not just as a direct line to his big, large group of followers, but also a place for him where he really sort of used to spruik the products that he's flogging on his website. We obviously know that he's running for the Senate next year on a ticket with the Great Australian Party, and one of their major policies that they're against mandatory vaccinations. One would assume that that would be a policy that he would most likely be pushing. So this Instagram ban may affect that in some way, given that I would guess he would have been pushing that policy quite heavily through his social media channels. He's now no longer on any social media. He is going to go and try his luck, though, on the new kid on the block, the Parler app, which is like a free speech app that's popped up in the last 6 months or so. But it'll be very interesting to see whether or not this lack of ability, I guess, to use Instagram now will derail his campaign to get into the Senate. We'll wait and see.
Pete Evans, never coming to a TV set near you.
We'll all be looking around for new ways to get out on the social media, I think.
Yeah.
And there's a brand new entertainment venue set up to open in the Melbourne CBD.
There is, yes. This is really, really exciting. It's at the old Metropolis House on Sydney Road in Brunswick. It goes way back to the 60s. It was once a hat factory, and then it was turned into a nightclub and a reception venue. It was a French restaurant as well, and most recently it's become a music venue. But it's recently been completely renovated, given a big refresh with a new name as the Brunswick Ballroom. And they're going to host around 290 people for live performances, comedy and cabaret and what have you, with great food and wine over the next few months. They're currently putting the finishing touches onto that ahead of the first gig on the 25th of February, so next week, running all the way through to May, with a big gala opening night planned for the 4th of March. And they're going to have a lot of big performances from real greats of the industry, like Kate Sobrano, Tim Rogers, Brian Cadden, his band. He's actually on Saturday night next week, as well as Ross Wilson and a whole lot of new up-and-coming artists too, which is really exciting to see.
Yeah, good on them. And very brave, I still think, of people at this stage, you know, going into something that big. And we wish them every success with that. Jaden, thank you very much for that, mate. You have a great week, and we'll talk again next Friday.
Have a good one.